It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and imagine an epic slow clap.
Okay.
Now, imagine an epic slow clap by a stadium full of sloths.
Oh,
no, it's too fast.
No,
it's
fast.
Way too fast. It's like a 6-hour slow clap. If that mental image doesn't hurt your brain, then this segment will.
Okay.
It's called What's On Your Mind, where we go around the room and find out what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately. Starting with Brooke. Brooke, finally, you can tell us what's on your mind.
You're excited today,
Brooke. I am, because my house has entered a new level of crazy. My husband has been obsessed with these candles. They're like cedar balsam candles from Trader Joe's.
Oh, okay? That sounds so nice.
They're really good.
Well, I love candles.
They're nice.
Right, they're nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they come out once a year. He's been calling the store to see when they would get the shipment in. There was a delay because they kept sending cinnamon cereal to our store. It was a big conundrum. Finally, they candles come in.
Okay.
And my husband is stoked. He's like, I called, they put aside 6 for me.
Whoa! 6? Okay. The whole year?
So here's, nice.
He goes to the store, he picks up 2 extra. He comes home and he's like,
wow, 8?
I got 8.
Oh my goodness.
He goes, I'm not done.
I'm
like, what are you talking about? He goes upstairs, changes into a suit. A suit.
Shut up, bro.
Stop.
Suit. Uh-uh. So he won't be recognized.
No.
Changes his mask, drives the other car. Just to make sure people can't tell it's him. Goes into the store.
Goes back.
Gets 8 more.
Wow.
No.
We have 16 of these at our house.
She just pulled a candle out of her pocket.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh.
I asked him, I'm like, well, these are for gifts then, right?
Ooh, it smells good.
And he's like, no. These are for me, Brooke. You are not allowed to touch them.
You can't touch them?
The one I brought in, I literally had to sneak out of the house.
Why would you use the word crazy to describe this? This sounds like a great idea.
I will show you pictures of his outfit 1 versus outfit 2.
Wow, okay. Jose.
Thank you.
To you. Tell us what's been on your mind.
Well, a couple years ago, I was talking to my dentist about getting my teeth whitened. But I never followed through. Until now.
Oh, you
did you like forget that you had the appointment? It's like 3 years in. Like,
well,
oh, yeah.
The pandemic hit and I was kind of like, okay.
Yeah. Right.
And now it's like no one even sees my teeth because I'm always wearing a mask. So
anyway,
we're getting out of there and I bought one online.
A kit?
Yeah,
why didn't you go to the dentist?
You know what? Skip the pros and go to the cheaper online. Well,
okay.
Let me explain. I go to their website and I order the wireless upgraded Bluetooth version. Like the top of the line.
It should just be a whitening gel.
Was this
that you
a Facebook
put in
ad?
Oh, you'd think. No, Brooke,
there's
wands, there's gels, there's trays, there's chargers, there's refills, there's colors.
You're whitening other body parts that don't even need to be whitened.
And next thing you know, I spent $500.
What?
No!
Then it comes, and you open it, and on the website, it's simple. 1, 2, 3, easy white teeth.
You can have gold teeth for $500 on the website.
I open it, and there are so many instructions. It is so confusing, and literally, I have just decided, like, I don't even know if I'm going to use it. And I currently have some kind of gel also charging in my kitchen right now. I don't know if I'm charging it correctly.
What's happening?
Yeah, I don't know. I have to like activate before I put it in my mouth. It's confusing.
Okay. I would recommend the dentist again.
Well,
I kind of want to see how this turns out for him.
Or maybe
I feel like he's going to have radiation in his teeth, whatever he's doing.
Anyway, wish me luck.
Good luck with that, Jose. Social media coordinator Alexis, what's been on your mind?
So you guys, my family humiliated me this past weekend.
Oh no!
Okay.
We went to get a Christmas tree together
at
like a local Christmas tree farm back home.
I love that.
But no, we're not like normal families who get trees. It's like a whole like chaotic issue for us.
No, I think that's normal, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, the chaos is normal.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone seemed like calm around us. And it's like, we're there for like over an hour because my two brothers can't agree on the perfect tree. I don't know. One's in college, one's 12, and they fight. Okay, which tree is better?
And do you care specifically what tree you get?
I'm just literally on my phone. Like, I do not care.
Okay.
They all look the exact
this
same.
This sounds like a bad family sitcom.
You're it's a tree, you guys.
Yes. So my little brother's running around the farm screaming my name across it. Like, the older brother of mine, like, is literally yelling to me at one point, like, Alexis, I found a green one. Like, a really green one. To come look at it.
Aren't they all green?
Yes.
I like that they both want your approval.
No, yeah, they do.
That is good.
On top of it all, it starts raining. It's pouring rain. So my mom starts crying because we're not going to get a cute family photo.
Oh, no.
So I have my mom screaming at them to hurry because the rain's ruining her hair.
How is she going to fake that this was a great moment for
I don't
her
know.
Family?
It's not on Facebook yet. So it was just so I have a crying mom and two screaming brothers arguing.
And you're just on your phone.
Yeah, we were there for over an hour in the rain to get a tree that we get home and no one likes it.
So, of course.
Welcome to the holidays.
Yeah, I told my family I'm done getting a tree with them forever. Done.
Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
So over the weekend, I had a bunch of friends over at my place, people that actually came in from out of town to come and like stay over.
Wait, he has friends?
I was like,
you're hanging out with people? So we're all drinking together. We're singing karaoke together at my place.
I don't believe this at all.
Guys, I have friends.
Really?
Yes. I mean, you're just not invited to any of the parties because you're all such a big buzzkill.
That's true.
Hey,
we're singing
because
karaoke.
Because our tenor isn't on.
It's starting to get late.
Okay. Yeah.
And I make a last minute call to surprise everybody.
Uh-oh.
And I order late night delivery from a very, very popular fast food Mexican restaurant.
I put in this huge order.
I walk in the living room with everything. I'm like, guess what?
Tacos!
Boom! Surprise, everybody! Dig in. And there's this long, awkward silence.
What?
Nobody wants it.
Shut.
Who are your friends?
I thought that was going to be the reel that nobody was actually there.
No.
Everyone go!
But they're not interested. And I'm thinking, we used to eat at this place all the time. This was our go-to spot whenever we had the drunchies.
And then they're like,
we hit this spot.
Exactly.
And
they're like, I'm gluten-free now.
Exactly. They're like, we've kind of grown out of this now.
No, you don't grow out of
this. We're into like, you know, oven-baked Cornish game hens on beds of organic kelp.
Oh, my God.
Danny upsets my stomach, Jeff.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to sleep tonight.
Well, yeah. Karaoke nights are going to change. You guys are going to be invited next time.
Yeah.
And text in to 78592. Tell us what's been on your mind. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.